All right. All right, we're going to convene the Commissioners' Court. Welcome everyone to our court today. As we begin, do we have someone who would volunteer to do our invocation?
I'll do the invocation.
Nelda, thank you so much. Special memory for our neighbors to the south and the potential for the hurricane and all the rest. Thank you.
We'll do that, Judge. Thank you. Pray with me, please. Dear Lord, we come to you in praise, first in praise always, for the lives that we lead, for the community that we have, and for the nation that we hold so dear. And we also pray, Lord, for our own safety, for those of our neighbors, particularly to those to the south of us, Lord, and to the east of us. And we ask that you look over them in the coming days of storms and in COVID, God. We ask that you look over all of those folks and our families as well. God, we also pray for our, not only our community and our state, but we pray for our nation, and we pray for your love and grace to spread throughout our world. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you very much. All right, our pledges.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Honoring the Texas flag, I pledge allegiance to thee, Texas, one state, under God, one and indivisible.
Thank you all. You may be seated. Let the record reflect this morning that all are present. Do I have a motion to approve the Commissioner's Court agenda?
Move.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you. All right. Do we have any citizens who would like to make comment either on the consent agenda or on the open agenda as we begin? Yes.
I missed the registration. The time, do I have to wait till the end?
Yeah, I'm sorry?
Is the time to register by 9:15? Is it too late to speak?
That would be fine. That would be fine. Come forward.
Okay.
You have 3 minutes, and tell us what item that you're concerned about that you're going to address, and state your name for the record.
Sure. This thing was not very publisher friendly. My name is John Nix, N-I-C-K-S. It's agenda item 10B1. I am in precinct 1, Mike Meadows area, and I still disagree. I believe you all have better connections than I do, but I'd like to see more of an increase going to Tri-County. For a bit more mental health funding, they are deeply well underfunded, and definitely more money needs to go for them. It'd be nice if y'all and your connections, with your business connections, be able to get your businesses to donate money, like how you, Keel, had the connections with your Lexus dealership, and how my future commissioner has his feed business up in Willis. So something like that, because mental health is desperately underfunded in the state of Texas. Tri-County could use the money to build like a bigger PET-C and a bigger, have their own inpatient hospital where they don't have to send people to Woodland Springs or Cypress Creek. So they're very bad and dark places. So definitely I'd like to see that done. I'm not sure. Y'all have higher connections with the upper management than I do. I'm just a patient. Yes, you heard that right. I'm a patient of Tri-County. I don't want to go into details with what I've been diagnosed or the psych medications I take, but that's something definitely I like to see done to where people like myself can get the better care that they need. So that's one thing I like to see. And I've compared the budget. I've looked at my tax rate for my apartment, and it's only 20% comes from y'all at Montgomery County. It's a big difference from Conner ISD that takes 64%. I live, like I said, in Mike Meadows precinct out by 105 and 383 going out towards the lake in the Encore apartments. So definitely, that's what I'd like to see more for mental health, to make mental health a priority in Montgomery County. That's all I have to say. And more of a, that you get use your business connections, your floor plan list, to donate money to where they can build a better PET-C, build a better KCSU inpatient facility. That's all I have to say. Thank you so much, and God bless Texas. And yeehaw, brother.
Thank you, John. Appreciate it.
Thank you, John.
All right. Is there anyone else who would like to speak this morning on a particular topic that you have either on consent or on the open agenda? All right. If you would, come forward. And what is the topic? Come forward and speak in the microphone. State your name for the record, if you would please, and the topic of discussion.
Topic of discussion is that I'm God incarnate. It's the same fight I'm going to keep on fighting. I wrote in a contract here about what needs to be done. What needs to be done? I'm tired of the plagiarism. I'm tired of pastors talking what they believe while I'm over here proving with ancient artifacts what happened, human history, blah, blah, blah. I'm the one getting my butt whooped, okay? I'm saying no. I'm saying no here in front of everybody. I'm tired of it. The easiest way to help everything is for me to get my money as fast as possible. I'm trying to fight in court.
This is not an agenda item. Is there some agenda item that you want to comment on? If not, I'm going to ask you to go ahead and sit down.
Wait till everybody's done?
When we're all done.
Okay,
miscellaneous, awesome. But you, with the understanding that you've used most of your time.
That's totally fine.
Thank you. All right, let's move on in our agenda. Proclamation, resolutions, and presentations. I'm sorry. Yes. Come forward, please. State your name and purpose. Item on the agenda. Thank you, BD.
You're welcome.
Morning.
Good morning. My name is Pam Dixon, and I am Executive Director of Mission Northeast, which is a nonprofit social services organization in East Montgomery County. I want to thank Dr. Ducharme and her team at Montgomery County Community Development. In our 11 years of association, Dr. Ducharme and her team have always treated us with dignity and respect and appreciation for the work that we do in East Montgomery County. We serve 11 zip codes, 7 of which are in East Montgomery County. We're honored to have the opportunity to participate in the CDBG and CREMA funding. Thanks to this funding, we have helped 33 families with an average disbursement of $1,646 per family, or a total of $54,320. Many of these families have sent complimentary emails and thank yous for us to be able to respond to their needs quickly and efficiently. We believe that CDBG has had the biggest challenge in that they have had to sift through all the thousands of applications and then determine which agency would be assisting the people that are in need. We have received 2,824 applications, and each one of these families have received an application packet from us by email and has been followed up with by a phone call. There's only been five families who've requested a hard copy, and they've come by to get the information that they needed. Perhaps one of the biggest drawbacks is that people have applied many times, several times, and so they get several case numbers, and that gets confusing for everyone. I think that there are three really important things to remember about this funding. First of all, they are federal government funding, not county funding, and so the county has to comply with the federal rules and regulations, so we shouldn't lose sight of that. And then, of course, how many people are always satisfied with federal government funding programs or any kind of federal government programs? So this is just another one for people to find fault with. Mission Northeast and all other social services organizations, as well as Montgomery County Community Development, we all have broad-based non-discrimination policies, and so we feel like no one should feel like they are being disenfranchised or overlooked. And then I think that we should look at the positive side, and all of the people who have been helped by this program and will be helped by this program who otherwise might not have been able to receive this assistance. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it. Is there anyone else who would like to speak this morning? If not, Then let's move to our proclamations, resolutions, and presentations. Employee of the Month.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Okay, we are presenting August Employee of the Month. So if I could have Chad Peace come up here, please.
Good morning, everyone. This morning, we have the August Employee of the Month, Bernice Greathouse. She manages our Indigent Defense Department for nearly two decades. A lot of people know her. They know how relentless and dedicated she is to that position. But even in her off time, she volunteers at the Montgomery County Animal Shelter. Truly her efforts, she's dedicated to making Montgomery County a better place to live, work, and play. For this reason, I'm greatly honored to present Bernice Greathouse with the August Employee of the Month.
Congratulations.
Well done. Well done. All right, as we move on to approve the proclamation, we have a proclamation celebrating the 100th anniversary of the certification of the 19th Amendment to the United States Constitution, granting women the right to vote.
Move. Second.
How about that, ladies? All in favor?
Opposed.
Motion carries. The resolution carries. We thank you all very much. All right. Let's move on to our county clerk. Consider and approve Commissioner's Court minutes. Do I have a motion to approve the minutes?
Move. Second.
All in favor? Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you all. All right. As we move to the consent agenda, are there any modifications that anyone would, any commissioners that you'd like to make? Move to open.
I'd like to move Commissioner Nowak's item 10R on page 9 to open agenda. I have a couple of questions.
Which item? Which item is it?
It's page 9.
R1. R1A.
10R. Yeah. 1. Yeah.
Page 9?
Hey, 10R1A. It's page 9 of 12, 10R1A. It's about the salaries for elected officials.
Okay.
Department head.
I got a question. Since we're moving that to open, can we talk about mine on page 12, 9A1 at the same time?
Fine sure. With me. As long as we vote on them separately. I'm good.
Well, that we do need to address them separately. We can do them one after the other if we want to, but we do need to vote on them separately for sure.
Sounds good.
Okay. Hold on. And I have one that I'd like to move to open. Item 10C on page 3, number 4 and 5, Melanie Bush, and move that to our open concerning our investment policy.
Which numbers, Judge?
Item... C. Number 10, C, number 4 and 5, to open under Treasurer on page 3.
Okay.
C, 4 and 5. Consider and adopt 2021 Montgomery Investment. See it, Commissioner?
Yeah, we got it.
Okay. All right. Is there anything else that we would like to move to open to discuss? If there is not, do I have a motion to approve the consent agenda with modifications? Have a second.
Second.
All in favor? Opposed? Motion carries. All right, let's move forward. I'm going to have our treasurer come forward, if I may, since it's earlier on the consent agenda. If you'd introduce us as well.
Thank you, Judge, Commissioners. With me today is Keaton McDaniel. Keaton, the judge, and I make up the investment committee. The investment policy had no modifications or changes this time around. The broker-dealer list is item 5. But I wanted to highlight a couple of things for you. You should have some pages that are coming around, but there's a chart in here that shows our investments and what we've earned on investments over the last 3 years. And then, in addition, I wanted to highlight right now where we are. And I just think this is important as we look forward. Our bank interest is currently higher than all of the investment pools, mutual funds, money markets, anything else that we're making money on. The average rate of the pools and money markets is at 0.2%, whereas our bank interest is at 0.33, and next month probably going to be down to 0.3%. We have six CDs that have maturities from February until March of 2020, February of 21 to March of 2022. When we saw COVID happening and when we saw interest rates falling, Jan is our investment manager in the treasurer's office, made a point of being very proactive and trying to lock in rates before they kept falling. And so our interest rates on our CDs right now is 1.38 as an average. Those range from 1.75 all the way down to 0.95, which means we're getting great return on those in this economy. Additionally, we have eight direct investments that have maturities also from February until May of 2022, and those have an average rate of 1.64. So again, with what we're doing, we're trying to maximize all of the investment dollars that we possibly can when we know that rates were headed down. With 2 months left this year, we have earned $2.7 million so far on general fund money, and that has an average rate of return of 1.24%. And considering where the market is, we're really pleased that total investments, we've earned $5.5 million so far this year, whereas last year was over $10 million. So even as we continue to see the rates falling, we're trying as much as we can to maximize every dollar. In future, just so that you know, the direct investments, none of them are callable, which I think is a huge thing that we will get all of that return, that they won't call it early. And then our CDs, even after the soonest one matures in February, we still will have 1.3% average on those. So again, just as you're looking towards budget, as you're looking towards what we do, I know that we don't budget all of our investment money because you can't count on it. The emphasis is always on safety, then liquidity, and then yield with public funds. But we are trying to do the best we can in the market. So.
Well, thank you very much. Good work.
Any questions?
Absolutely.
Keaton, we appreciate it very much.
Thank you, ma'am.
Do we have a motion to adopt the 2021 Montgomery County investment policy? Is there a second?
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Broker-dealer list.
Yes. The broker-dealers, we vetted them all the same as we did with the applications, got all that in, and these are actually all the same that we had previously. So.
All right. We have a motion to approve.
Move.
Second. All in favor? Opposed? Motion carries.
Thank you very much, Melanie.
Keaton, always good to see you. Thanks.
Thank you.
All right. Let's move on. Commissioner Riley, you have asked if we could move two up to that. We'll start with Commissioner Nowak.
And I'm going to defer to Commissioner Metz. He pulled the item. I'm happy with it as is.
Well, I just had questions of what in regards to department heads. I don't have a problem with the 5%, but elected officials, I've stated before, I'm not comfortable with dictating to elected officials when the people chose them how to run their office. I just have a problem with that. And that may not be where you're going. So if it's something different, I'm certainly be glad to listen to it. But I'm not gonna tell any of you guys up here, if you ask me a question or something I can help you with, I'll be glad to help, but I'm not gonna dictate to the sheriff or anyone else what they should do over there. They're chosen by the people, and I'm counting on them to do that. Then if the people are not happy, then they can choose someone else just like they can with me.
So this resolution and order was put together by the county attorney's office with HR's and budget's input.
And the
audit. Thank you, auditor. And the reason why this 5% was put in was really just to try to keep, it doesn't matter when the elected official is in office or out of office. It's try to keep the salary grades, the salary ranges, and everything where they're supposed to be. If someone can give any raise they want without the court's blessing, the fear is that it's just going to create havoc in the organizations. And since I've sat on this court every budget year, multiple department heads or elected officials come in and they want to adjust salaries based on what somebody else has done, and all that does is needlessly increase the budget. My philosophy is if You know, if you're a constable and you're the sheriff and the constable's paying higher, well, then go work for the constable. And I tell my staff the same thing. For a long time, Evan was paid less than many other chief of staffs, and if he complained about it, he could go work for one of you. And so my philosophy is that we need to have some sort of confines on here. I agree with what they recommended, and it's not that they can't give over 5%. It's just that that would come to court for final approval. They have full flexibility other than that.
They're going to apply to all of us, commissioners as well?
Yeah, that should.
Okay.
I mean,
well, that's a problem.
I actually agree with Commissioner Nowak today. And I've seen this happen over the years. I mean, it gets, and, you know, you would hope that elected officials and even department heads would take a look at these and try to keep them in range. But over the years, that has not happened. And that's why every budget year, we deal with the judges. It's all different. And you can have a three-year employee doing the same thing as a 15-year employee making more money or different money. And I think you do need to get a track on it. I don't know. I'm not sure if this is the answer, but could be.
I think what caused some of this is the salary grades schedule. You know, when you have a slotted position from a midpoint or a low point, midpoint and a maximum, however that's listed now, that causes some of the three-year employee making as much as a 15-year employee. But I agree with Commissioner Metz on the fact that if an elected official shouldn't be hamstrung on what he needs to do with his department, but I also agree he needs to stay within that salary range of the grade. That's how I think it should be.
Well, it's a pretty good range between minimum and maximum.
It is.
Right.
And it's a, it can be gerrymandered. Over the years.
Hmm? Commissioner, also, it is something that still, if it needs be, could go beyond that and just needs to be voted on by the court.
Exactly.
And I think that you get the best of both worlds in that. And I just think we've got a fiduciary responsibility. We have a budget office. We have an auditor's office. They've made recommendations. From that perspective, I would have to agree with Commissioner Metter.
We tried different methods to control it. And you know, if we were able to give a pretty decent raise one year, part of it would be cost of living, part of it would be merit increase by the elected official the department head. And I think that's one thing that helped get it out of whack, because it just was misused sometimes by a few people, not many. I mean, almost everybody we got pays attention to it and tries to do the best they can. And it's a never-ending chore. I fight it at my office all the time.
Correct.
And it's an everyday event, almost, to try to keep these even, somewhere close to being even. But I think this may be a good start for you guys to get a handle on it.
I'll move on the item as it's written.
I second.
Do we have any more discussion? All right. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed?
Opposed.
Opposed.
Motion carries.
Are we going to vote on yours, Commissioner?
Yes, we're coming up on that. We're going to go ahead and take that right now, and that's on page 12 of 12, the Commissioner's Precinct 2.
I agree that we you know, when we talked in a budget hearing, we talked about having elected officials be able to do what they wanted to with their salary schedules. I mean, that's how we said it. And I made the comment, I think the department heads ought to be able to do the same thing. But I do agree that department heads should have restrictions of somewhat and should be coming to court if they're going to go over the 5%. I agree with that. So I think the department heads should be a little bit different than the elected officials. So I'm going to move on mine.
I'll second that. Any discussion?
Yeah, I just feel like with department heads that there's a difference between a department head and an elected official. And the elected officials are They are just that. They've been elected by the public. They have a fiduciary responsibility to the people that put them in office, whereas the hired department heads, they are employees of Montgomery County, and they report to the court. And I think that by us not maintaining that level of control over their salary budgets is only going to exacerbate the problem of having disparity within ranges and grades for people with, you know, less tenure than others. And so I don't think there's any reason why we would want to abdicate that responsibility to the department head alone, but I certainly will agree with the will of the court, however that works out.
Well, I think if we trust them enough to have them as a department head, we trust them enough to run their department. And I just believe that's the way to go. So I...
We have consider and approve resolution order relating to department heads' authority to modify, administer employees' salary for the period of 9-5. Now, Commissioner Riley, I was under the impression that you are not in favor of that, or you are in favor.
I am in favor of that. Yes, sir.
Okay, I'm going to withdraw my second.
So you're in favor of no X motion?
No, I'm in favor of my motion.
Okay, do we have a second?
I'm in favor of the
do we have a second on? Go ahead.
I'm in favor of the department's head having some restrictions on what they can do with their salary. I'm not in favor of elected officials being hamstrung in any way.
Okay.
That's the difference.
I'm sorry, Amy, I didn't...
Elected officials has been resolved.
Exactly.
So that resolution and order is done. So what we have before us now is a resolution and order that relates only to department heads. And the resolution and order for department heads mirrors that of elected officials' authority. And so what Commissioner Riley has moved on is that the department heads will resolution order approving department heads to have the same authority which was just previously granted to elected officials, which means up to 5% they can give raises.
But I didn't see. Do you have the resolution in order? Because I haven't seen it yet.
It's exactly the same, only it says department heads instead of elected officials.
Okay.
So that's the big difference in the two.
Yes.
One is to let.
That is the only difference between the two. There were two motions, one for elected officials and one for department heads.
Your motion is to only have department heads restricted.
Yes.
Okay, do we have a motion on Precinct 2, A1, consider and approve resolution or related to department heads' authority to modify? We have a motion. Is there a second?
Second.
Is there any more discussion? All right. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
Opposed.
Opposed. Commissioner Metter, were you for?
I'm opposed.
Okay. And the motion does not carry. And then we'll move on. If we could move back to number 11, County Judge. We have before us here the interlocal agreements between us and the individual school districts, Conroe ISD. And I'm covering these three. They're all the same, Splendor ISD and Montgomery ISD, to participate with them through our CARES funds. We'll talk about D in a second. These are the three that have applied. We still have Willis and Magnolia. Willis has applied, but we didn't get it in time to put it on here, and we're waiting on Magnolia. And as far as I know, New Caney has not participated in the Connected program. And with that in mind, if they would decide to change, this number four would include that. But on the first three, to move forward on that, do I have a motion to approve?
Move on all four. Have the numbers on them, Judge.
Yeah, we have on IS, Conroe ISD is $341,000. The Splendora is $76,000. It's $341,500. $76,950 for Splendora, and Montgomery ISD is $241,285. Jason, do we have the number on Willis yet?
Is this the 25%? Let's see.
It is.
Yes, this is the 25%.
It is.
The state originally said we'll pay half.
Yes.
We pay half.
Yes.
Now they're saying
they've come to us and said
they pay 25%.
Well, we paid the
other
25%. Yes.
Of that money.
Yes.
Well, you know, and this is great, and I think it's something that needs to be done for every school district, but I still think they've been out a lot of money that we don't have down, and I don't know how we get that number. I'd like to see us give each school district another $500,000 or something.
For the benefit of this, Commissioner, we can put on the agenda. We have time to talk about that. Yeah. But on these, so that we can move them forward. Can we entertain a motion for these three?
I move on A, B, and C.
Second. Do we have a second? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. And then on the last one, take action on these. It's the exact same thing, only we have not received them. Authorizes me to sign on the documents when they come in.
Will you bring them you'll bring them to court after they're executed?
Yes.
And the amounts should be somewhere similar to
yeah, it's going to be. I think you're probably looking at $1 million to $1.2 million total for all of them together.
And we're asking
but it authorizes us to move forward on it.
We're asking these agreements with the ISDs be identical and no changes to any of them, good. Regardless of.
Yeah, sounds good. Second.
All in favor? Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you all very much. All right, Jason Millsaps, Emergency Management. Jason, as you come up, just quick, never mind. It's not noticed. Move forward.
We can talk about that in miscellaneous, Judge, if
Thank
you want to bring that up.
Where's the hurricane going, Jason?
That's good.
Good
answer. Are we going to
be able to have
court
Thursday morning is what I'm getting.
Oh, man. Thanks, Judge. I'm sorry. A lot of junk.
If I knew, Commissioner, where the hurricane was coming, I'd be a meteorologist this morning. Before us today on item A, is a spreadsheet that I just passed out. It is round three of reallocation for reimbursing the county for funds that we have spent in various departments so far to date that are COVID CARES funds related expenses. The total is $13,761. If you guys would entertain a motion to approve reimbursing ourselves.
Second.
For those.
We have a second.
Second.
All in favor? Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you.
Thank you, Commissioner. Item B is consider and discuss and approve a proposal from Hagerty Consulting for application development and consulting services. Hagerty will assist OEM with the application development submittal and FRI responses for flood mitigation grant projects benefiting all the precincts in Montgomery County. Total of 7 applications through 4 grant opportunities with the Texas General Land Office and Texas Water Development Board. The anticipated cost is not to exceed $350,000 for this. We would need a funding source. This would, we have an October deadline to submit these applications. We're competing against all the entities in the state for about $2.5 billion worth of project money. Total for our applications, the total adds up to around $124 million. And this is reimbursable to the county if we are awarded any of these grants.
The $350 yeah. is, okay.
Yes.
Jason, I have some questions. On the first one, for the mitigation for development, application development for consulting services, this is just about $251,000, give or take, or not to exceed. And this is purely money to pay experts, for lack of a better word, to put this application together. And do you have an idea, or does anybody have an idea of how many people are actually applying for this? Because in a time when, number one, we know we don't fare as well as others that have been devastated by this storm, to spend $250,000 or $350,000 on what ifs, especially when our budget's tight, there's not a lot in contingency, we don't need to be drawn down from anywhere else. I'm having a real hard time approving. I understand we need to do everything we can do, but I'm not so sure on the first application that the projects are, if they are clearly defined. I didn't find it in the backup as far as what exactly this $250 is going to get us if we are lucky enough to win a contract or win
so the,
be awarded.
The process is, as you know, is highly competitive. We are competing, and that is for sure. I do not have an answer for the number of entities that will be participating or applying at this time, as they just opened this up and they've given us a very short deadline to get it done. I do know that in total the package would be under 2015 competition. It's about $46 million that's available. We are allowed to ask for 2 projects. No project can exceed $10 million. In that project, we have the Lake Creek DSAG and DSILT proposed in that.
Lake Creek
desnagging and desilting. So go along the creek bed, pull the trees and branches out that are slowing the flow of water down, and then take out the sand and desilt
Lake
it.
Lake Creek is...
That's in 2015. Out of the 26 competitions, there are $147 million available. We're allowed two projects there. None can exceed $10 million. Out of that, we have the Sawdust Bridge project. And then out of the other, which is the Harvey competition, there's $2.1 billion available. We can ask for up to six projects, max value of $100 mil. We have the East County Desnag and Desilt project that includes Caney Creek, Peach Creek, White Oak, East Fork, San Jacinto, Roman Forest Bridge, West County Desag, which is Mill Creek, Brushy Creek, Walnut Creek, and Spring Creek, and then the 242 and 45 intersection improvements. And then 2020 Water Texas Water Development Grant, which be FMA flood buyout properties of $10.7 million.
And we can't fill these applications out ourselves, or Rebecca?
Not within the timeline, and given the highly competitive nature of these, and to be competitive, it would be best done in a professional manner. It exceeds our capacity, our in-house capacity to do it.
We need all the help we can get. We had 1,842 homes self-reported that flooded over there in East County. And the desnagging of Peach Creek alone is would be a tremendous help.
Huge help.
Over there. And I'm constantly fielding calls, especially now with this storm, but just a front comes through or anything like that and it starts raining, people are still terrified. Some have been flooded twice with Harvey and Imelda. And we need help. I had $15 million, as you know, of road and bridge damage over there. I got zero help from FEMA. And I'm doing all I can do with the funds that I have available. These projects would be very helpful, not only to East County, but others. And they are very much needed.
I agree. I think we need to be as proactive as we can. And we've been talking about, as Purvis called them, cleaning out these contributors for 20 years. And it's never been done. It's an opportunity to get it done. You said if we're awarded...
If we're awarded any of these grants, we could recoup our $350,000.
I think it's
and it's not to exceed that. It may be under $350,000, and they're going to bill us as they're applying and as they're working. So it's not an immediate...
We need to de-snag. And if say, we don't get funded and this $350,000, I could see that being divided by the commissioners. I mean, that's who it's going to affect, I think, mainly, and that would be very small a piece.
Commissioner Metter, actually, I agree with you on that, and if the funding source is the commissioner's budget, I see myself voting for it. I wouldn't do it if it's going to have to come out of contingency or another area, but if we share the cost, I would do it.
That'd be a good funding source.
I think we
all... I said all along, that's what we need to be doing, is desnagging all these creeks and rivers and streams.
Okay. Then,
this is what we need to do.
All right. Well, it seems like we're in agreement on that then. Do we have... Wait till Commissioner Metz gets back.
Make sure to take something out of Mark's budget, too.
Yes, yeah, all that's left.
More pens for you.
No more pens. I got a box in there. I'm good till next year. All right.
I move with the funding source to be divided among the commissioner precinct.
Second. All right, we have a motion that we move on this with the funding source being divided among the commissioner's budgets.
You guys could just get with me if this passes and make sure I get account codes from you guys.
You know what?
All right. Yeah. We have a motion and a second. Just get with her afterwards. She'll show it.
Make sure I get account codes to pull the money from.
Okay.
And
right to you. So you're going to go ahead and pull money from us now to do this, and if we are successful, and that money is reimbursed to the county, it will be
divided back. That's correct.
I got you.
It has to be front loaded.
Okay.
All right. So do we have any more discussion? We have a motion and a second. If there is no more discussion, all in favor? Opposed?
I have to abstain.
You're going to abstain? All right. We have an abstention and four.
But you get to participate in the funding, right?
Yes.
All right.
Let's move on.
All right. Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you, Jason. Appreciate it. Amanda, if you would come and talk to us on the budget.
Okay, good morning. My first item is consider, discuss, and take appropriate action on the FY 2021 proposed budget, including departmental budget request and tax rate. Just want to remind the court that we did set a budget date of August 27th at 8:30 to adopt that budget. I just want to make sure there's nothing else you guys wanted me to pre-prepare before we get to that point.
No, as I understand Tammy's numbers, Tammy did receive certified values, which are basically the same. Revenue was very little change to the positive side. 40,000, I think, for the no new revenue, and about 100 if we went with the 4412.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And just so the court knows, I did speak to Rakesh. Our plan is that those additional funds, that small amount that did come in, we're going to put those in some grant match lines, just because we had some more grants that have been applied and been approved since I filed the proposed budget. So just that's where we intend on putting that additional money.
Good. All right. Anything else we need to talk about on that? There's really nothing to take action on at this point, is there?
That's correct.
All right, then let's move on to B.
If we can't meet Thursday, what happens, Tammy?
September the 8th is what
Tammy
was saying.
We would have to start over. Yes, you would need to start over. We would need to re-notice. We would need to republish. But at the public hearing date, we could also do the vote on the tax rate.
We'd have to start over what?
We would have to republish notice of okay. a public hearing on the tax rate.
Or the budget to set the tax rate.
To set the tax rate. So that would need to run in the paper for at least 10 days.
The benchmark rates of no new revenue and voter approval rates, those benchmark rates aren't changing because they've already been set.
Yeah.
So it's just a budget noticing the budget amendments and setting up the tax rate, almost setting up the tax rate.
It's for really for public hearing.
It is. Yeah. It's for the public hearing. We had the public hearing last Friday. It has to be adopted. Those tax rates have to be adopted within 7 days, which means by this Friday. If we don't adopt by this Friday, we need to renotice. Okay. We only have to publish the tax rate for 5 days, but the budget has to then be for 10 days if we're going to do something different.
But you can't just do it today while we're here?
We can't just do it today while you're
Thursday
here.
So Thursday, we have to have four?
Yes. You have to have a quorum to adopt the tax rate, yes.
Three
vote, but four present. No, if four have to be here.
Four have to be here.
Okay.
Four
so
is a quorum, and three have to vote affirmatively to adopt.
For the benefit of whether or not we're going to meet, my suggestion would be let's assume we are, and we will let you know if we feel like it's in the best interest of everybody in the court not to, and then we'll have to get with our attorneys and re-notice, I guess.
Okay.
Correct? Yeah. Okay. All right.
And on my second item, 13B, I'm going to defer at this point.
Yeah. All right. Thank you. All right, let's move on to number 14, forensic services. Dr. Panieri.
Good morning.
Good to see you.
I am here for you to consider and approve an exterior building maintenance project for us to be completed by
Move. Second.
All in favor?
We love hearing from
Motion
you, though.
Carries. Thank you.
You should be happy.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, it always won't be.
All right, Jimmy Williams, our fire marshal, if you would please.
That's funny.
Talk to us about wildfire risks.
I believe we can remove your
Somebody, and I've been talking with Darren and Jason this morning, if somebody can come up with a track for the hurricane, we could probably make a decision based on what it's going to do. Nobody knows.
Yeah.
Best case scenario, we get some rainfall. We put on a burn ban. It lasts for a couple of days. We have the shortest burn ban in the region. Worst case, we get a shift, we get wind, and no rain. And we get one of the things that was brought up is we have people that have limbs down, they start burning, and we didn't get adequate rainfall.
Mm-hmm.
You know, let's be proactive. Let's put it on. If we have to take it down, then that's great. You know, that means we got the rainfall that we needed. Let's be proactive. Let's do it for public safety. We don't want to do it until we have to. This is one of those situations where it'd be prudent.
So do we have a motion? I agree. I move. And Amy, can we give Jimmy the authority to go ahead and remove the burn ban when he feels it should be removed as well?
Include that in the motion. Is there a second?
Any more discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
Thank you, sir.
Jimmy, thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Jamie.
Grants. Rebecca.
Good morning, Judge Commissioners.
Good morning.
Morning.
Good morning.
Move.
Second. You did a great job on this.
Thank you, sir.
I tell you, she does a great job on all of them.
Absolutely.
Thank you all.
Thank you, Rebecca.
I wouldn't have a recycle center if it wasn't for Becca.
All right. We're going to temporarily recess for, I'm sorry?
We got a vote.
Thank you. Thank you, Commissioner. You're getting prepped up for toll road. All right. So we have a motion to approve.
Yes.
Yeah, we had a motion.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
Aye.
Motion carries. Thank you. All right. Public hearing. We're going to recess temporarily for the public hearing, and we'll start with Precinct 1.
Do you want me to read?
Go ahead, Amy.
Consider and approve the partial revision of lots 1 through 8 and restricted reserve B, block 2 of the proposed partial replats of Villas at White Oak Ranch, section 2, and lots 1 through 6, block 1 of the proposed replats of Villas at White Oak Ranch, Section 2, to be known as Villas at White Oak Ranch, Section 1, Partial Replat, Number 1. Is anybody here to speak about that?
We have any citizens? Okay. Number 2.
Consider and approve the partial revision of lots 10 and 11 of Big Oak Ranchlets, a subdivision within a mat or plat thereof, recorded at Cabinet H, Sheet 52A of the map records of Montgomery County, Texas. To be known as Big Oak Ranch at Replat Number 1. Is anybody here to speak on that?
All right. Move on. Thank you. Precinct 4.
You're doing a wonderful
consider
job,
and approve establishing a 20-mile-per-hour speed limit on Country Colony Section 4 on Ricewood Drive on Newark Lake Houston Parkway to Northwood Mill Drive. Is anybody here to speak about that?
All right. Move on. Number 2.
Consider and approve the partial revision of lots 2, 3, and 4, block 1, Tavola, section 30, a subdivision recorded in Cabinet Z in the map records of Montgomery County to be known as Tavola, section 30, amending plat number 1. This public hearing was also done on July 14th. Is anybody here to speak about it again?
All right. If we have no comments, then we're going to reconvene court, take appropriate action. Our county engineer. We have actually two of these, 17A2 and 17B1 are complete and ready to be approved. So do we have a motion to approve both of these? Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you very much. Moving on. Precinct 3.
Oh,
Commissioner?
Yes. So B... One, consider, discuss, and take appropriate action on presentation by John Roebuck, BOK Financial Services, regarding refunding opportunities for debt service savings. Since I've joined the court in 13, I've taken a very active role in helping watch over the debt that Montgomery County has. It's something I did in the private sector and something I enjoy doing, and working with our experts makes it even that much easier. And I'd like for John to come up and tell us the good news that we've got.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, sir.
John, how are you, buddy?
All yours.
Sorry about that.
Most of it is.
Good morning, John, proceed. Judge. Thank you, Judge. Commissioners, John Roebuck of BOK Financial Security. I'm sorry. Thank you. I just passed out a presentation to go through an opportunity that the county has to save some money based on the low interest rate environment that we are currently in. I do want to give a shout out to Mrs. Bush. I mean, obviously, with your rates, you're doing great, because I'm going to show you 12-year debt for a lot cheaper than that, but the county can sell bonds and refund some higher rate bonds. If you'll turn to page 1. This is the bond buyer index. I like to go through this every time I present with the court, just because it gives a good snapshot of the municipal bond market. If you look at the far right there, the current rate is at 2.05%. The all-time low is at 2.02%, which happened last week. So we are in historic territories for interest rates. In fact, I had to update this chart 2 weeks ago just to show the 2.02%. So we have not seen these rates ever this low, and as a result, we have an opportunity to refund some bonds and lock in some interest cost savings for the county and the taxpayers. On page two is a summary of the county's bond refunding and cash defeasance programs that we've taken course or locked in over the last 6 years or so, since 2014. We've done five refunding programs, and we've done four cash defeasance programs, and we've locked in over about $36 million of interest cost savings for taxpayers within the counties. So large amount of money, and very happy to work with the county for locking in those interest rate savings for those taxpayers. Page three of the presentation is a summary of the callable bonds. There in the middle, or I guess two lines and third line down, are bonds that are callable on March 1 of 2021. If you recall, the Tax Cut and Jobs Act of 2017 laid out some different prohibitions against refunding debt. In the past, we could advance refund these at any time if the interest rates were low. Now we have to wait till 90 days before the call date to make it a current refunding to do it on a tax-exempt basis. We could do this on a taxable basis earlier. It just taxable rates are a little higher than tax-exempt rates. So at this point, we can do, at 90 days before the call date, do a tax-exempt refunding and lock in those savings with the tax-exempt rates.
John, I'm going to interrupt real quick. Sure. And to kind of further clarify, as you said, prior to the last Tax Relief Act that was passed in Congress, we would have been able to come in here and refinance so much of this. We would have been able to save so much more money. It's really unfortunate that we can't do that any longer. I've talked with Congressman Brady himself about this issue multiple times and the need for us to be able to take advantage of these opportunities. I believe that the reasoning behind the change doesn't make a whole lot of sense when it comes to entities like ourselves, and just knowing that we are literally missing out on saving probably another $10 million or more at this moment is frustrating. But with the way that they're callable only 90 days before now, does kind of coincide with our budget year, and so not only will we be able to do this year, but for the next 2 years, we also have some callable bonds that are going to be coming up and available at the exact same time our debt service starts to increase. We'll be able to offset that by refunding opportunities, and we'll be able to do that for the next several years in a row. So it's going to be, it'll come into play. It'll be very favorable.
Correct. Thank you, Commissioner. And just to echo what Commissioner Nowak said, he's actually spot on. You know, we're prohibited from doing anything outside 90 days on a tax-exempt basis. There has been legislation, or there's the ability to, I guess, do advance refunding has been put into the infrastructure bill. But again, until that's passed, if it's pulled out, there's so many options there or too many risks there that we're not going to even look at this at this point. And if that happens, we'll come back to the court and we'll look at refunding the rest of those bonds at that time, depending on interest rates. If you'll go to the next page, the bonds that are currently refunded, or we can refund, are the COs 2012 and also the limited tax refunding bonds series 2012 for a total of $27.7 million in bonds. Those have an interest rate that range from anywhere from 3% to 5%. And in this environment, again, we'll be replacing those rates with these lower rates and doing interest cost play. We're not extending the debt. We're not restructuring the debt. It's purely a play on interest cost at this point. And on page five, this is the estimated savings that we believe we can lock in for the county. Going from left to right, you have your current debt service requirements. The next column is the debt service and the bonds we're going to refund. Principal and interest on those, about $34 million. Plus the Series 2020 refunding bonds we're proposing today. We believe we can sell about $23.6 million of principal, $5.7 million interest to lock in almost $4.4 million of savings over an 11-year period. We are, the direction of Commissioner Nowak, looking to do about $1 million of savings in 22 to help even out that debt service increase over the next 3 or 4 years so you can have more budget certainty. And then after that, it'll be about $340,000 a year for 10 years. The current bonds that we're looking to refund have an interest rate of about 4.319%. We're going to knock those down by selling these refunding bonds to 0.95%. So as I said earlier with Mrs. Bush, with her 1% returns on her short-term investments, we're looking at 11-year debt at less than 1% for the county.
Well, there's never been a better time. I wish we could do it all right now.
Agreed. And then on the final page, this is the tentative schedule of events. The first item on this schedule is today. We're asking you all to approve a parameter order, giving us the authority to time the market as fast as we can. It's still within that 90-day window. And then we'll start working on the offering document early September, sell the bonds in late October, and then close on December 3rd, 2 days after that 90-day period, I guess, is the window. So we'll close as fast as we can and lock in those savings for the county. Marcus Dietz, your bond counsel, is here. He's the one who drafted the parameter order we're asking you to approve. And just kind of give you a summary of the parameter order, it's not to exceed $30 million, so we can't issue more than $30 million of refunding bonds. We have to achieve a present value savings greater than 5%. And in this case, on page 5, you'll see it's about 15%, so we're well above that. And we cannot extend the debt. So, again, this is purely a refunding for interest cost savings and not a restructuring.
You know what? I think it's great. And the last thing to add is we moved this up a couple of weeks because we wanted to price these bonds and get them into the market before the election results, because typically you see things go haywire after that. So we kind of pushed the timing up. And I'd move on both B1 and 2.
Okay. Just to let the court know, myself and Rakesh did work with Commissioner Nowak on this. So we've reviewed a lot of this information already as well.
Second.
Thank you. That'll be the week of the 26th when that'll really take effect.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right, we have a motion and a second. Is there any discussion?
Is that on B1 and 2, Commissioner?
Yes, sir. Any more discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Thank
Judge,
you.
I'm going to defer item 3.
Thank you all.
Appreciate it. Marcus, thanks for being here today as well. All right, down on 3, I'm going to defer that item.
Sounds good.
And then we'll move right to our citizens. Do we have any citizens who'd like to make any closing comments here today? This is your opportunity to complete what you were saying. Jason, how much time do we have?
47 seconds. How much time are you used up in the first minute? Okay, so like I was saying, I got a contract here. I ain't taking no for an answer. I want right now. I'm king of the world, okay? I got to take over America, then I got to take over the planet. It's a big old process. I've been doing this. We have computers now, okay? I've been documenting everything that I've explained it to y'all. I want right now, okay?
You know, I detect a threat in your voice. And,
well, it's not and a threat. It's no, more no, no, a promise. No, no. I'm defending
Stop.
Myself.
If you would, please. We're done. Thank you very much.
Yes, sir. Here's the contract.
Thank you. And we're done. All right. Is there anything else, miscellaneous, we need to cover? If you would, please. If you would escort this gentleman out. Thank you. All right. Is there anything else? We have a motion to adjourn.
Move.
Second?
Judge, you do have another comment.
Oh, I'm sorry. Forgive me. I'm sorry. Come on up.
Hello.
Hello.
Good morning.
Can you state your name for the record? Yeah.
I'm LaDon Johnson, founder of the Good Brothers and Sisters of Montgomery County.
Yeah.
I wasn't going to say anything. I'm just trying to find out why we're deferring item 3, the rental assistance program. That's what I'm here to discuss, and that's what my whole team was about our last meeting. We're trying to find out why we're deferring to talk about that
well,
today.
Is this for you to speak? So speak. You have the time to talk about what
indeed.
You'd like
I'm
to talk
speak
about
this.
Yeah.
I don't know what's going on some side of the tracks, but I don't know what's going on my side of the tracks. 2 nights ago, I witnessed a friend of mine on Facebook Live threaten to hang himself. It's a lot of people going through a lot of bad things right now. And I don't know whose family's being taken care of, but I know I'm seeing a lot of families not being taken care of. Like, firsthand, people, we are in a national pandemic. Everybody's been affected by COVID. Everybody's been affected by this, me and my family included. Me and my wife was a business owner. We owned a Sonic Drive-In for 4.5 years. COVID affected me and my wife's position. We was in a home. We were forced to downsize. Now we're in some low efficient apartments. But it's okay, because we're going to bounce back. I own a business as well, a fitness company. But we're going to bounce back. That's besides the point. I'm seeing firsthand people in my community crying. Kids are crying. Parents are crying. They don't know what's going on. They don't know where the help is coming from. I mean, like, where's the help going to come from, guys? Like, man to man, like, with all due respect, and I don't know a lot of you guys' positions. I'm very new with this. But one thing I can say is I'm not going to stop pursuing this for the county, the people in this community, the little people that I'm speaking for right now. It's sad. It's sickening right now, honestly. We're trying to keep the peace as much as possible, sir. Judge Keith, we're trying to keep the peace. That's my whole mission. But
we know that you will as well.
But honestly, there's a lot of people who don't want peace right now, sir. It's a lot of people who want to do bad things because they don't know where the help is going to come from. It's you guys' duty, honestly, to please, let's do something about this before things become how it is in Wisconsin or some other place. We don't want that in our county. We have a beautiful county here.
Right.
But diversity is here. So we need you guys, honestly, to step up on this because we're trying to keep the peace as much as possible. But I don't know how long peace will be lasted if we continue to push back the issue. Sir, let's not defer to these things, please. Let's speak up on these things. Let's address these things, sir.
And we appreciate it.
Thank you all again.
Thank you all for coming in. Is there anyone else who would like to speak on this? If there's no one else?
I move we adjourn.
We have a motion to adjourn. Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor? Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you. All right, let's move on to our toll road.